Hello everyone, welcome. This is Pernilla, and welcome to our last week of our 40-day shoot-free mind cleanse. What a ride that's been. My goodness, it's been amazing, hasn't it? Well, this is our last class, and as always, I would like to start with us just centering and breathing together. And mostly, I'm doing this so it can be more a habitual practice in your life to just pause, take a breath, and just be with yourself, you know, before you start anything really, if that can just become a habit. So let's just take a deep belly breath together. Again, allowing our soft, beautiful bellies to be filled with this life-giving air that we breathe in, that's given to us for free every single day. And let yourself be filled up. Allow your belly to soften. If there's any holding, any tension, just let yourself be filled up with this air and allowing yourself to become full and round in your belly and chest area. It's just like allowing yourself to really be all of yourself, welcoming yourself. And a nice way to say hello to yourself, inside and out. And just feel however you're showing up here today. Whatever is here with you, whether it's good or bad or anything in between, anything without a label, just a feeling of being you, anything goes. Remember that. So just breathe into it. And just feel you. When you go inside and say hello to all of yourself, without resisting or trying to get rid of anything, just feel who and what you are, without all the tension and the doing and the trying to be different. Get a real good sense of you. You can feel yourself as an energy or a presence or just a beingness. However that is for you, just feel that and be that. And let's take another deep breath, filling up your belly. You can allow the breath to go all the way down to your toes. And even go deeper, going down into the earth. So that you also feel the connection and the groundedness and the oneness with the earth. Oneness with yourself and oneness with the earth. All energy moving. So let's take one more breath and just slowly come back and letting yourself really rest inside of yourself and be who you are. Let's just read the Liberation Proclamation today again. I think I said it correctly this time. So let's just say that together, and you are all muted, so you can read it out loud and nobody will hear you. Let's do it together. I commit to liberating myself from the shoulds that keep me separated from my true expression. I commit to embracing, trusting, and following the wisdom and guidance of my heart. In this process, I commit to being kind and gentle with myself at all times. When I recognize a should, I stop, slow down, and take a deep breath first. Then I will consciously look for where I am about to engage with a should. I commit to do whatever it takes to take the charge out of the should and recharge my heart instead. So hopefully that's become more second nature for you to just know that, especially when you repeat something every day, like reading this, reminding yourself. It just becomes second nature, and you will just automatically start moving in that direction. Well, today, our last day, I called It Was Never Too Late to Be You. And it all comes down to allowing yourself to be you, to be all of you. And in order to be all of us, it's so important that we include all of us and are not holding on to anything from the past where we think we should have been different or anything else should have been different. So this is your new life. It was never too late to be you. And you just continue in your life as the new you. No matter how that looks, if you're experiencing 1% change or transformation since we started, or 100%, or anything in between, that's exactly where you start, the being the new you. And just keep allowing that to unfold and unfold and unfold. So I am curious how it all went last week with the regrets and forgiveness. And since I haven't heard a whole lot about that, but I have heard a lot of beautiful comments from you about the freedom that you're beginning to experience. And it's just really, really heartwarming. I'm just so happy. So I trust that you have left another heavy energy or a heavy energetic load behind by forgiving yourself and forgiving anybody else that might have been inside of you as a contraction. And if you're still in the process and you need more time, then remember that is where you are at. And you should not be any further than you are. You should not be anywhere where anybody else is. You just need to be exactly where you are, and you just keep moving right from there. And if you have left some of this energy, this heavy energy behind, you may notice that it's simply too heavy to carry that old, contracted, regretting, blaming energy around if you want to live this new light energy, this energy in your heart. Of course, we need to learn to trust this new energy. It's a new way of being, and it's totally okay and it's totally normal to make mistakes. And it's actually not only okay, it's needed. it's going through the learning process, and you're living in a new territory that you simply don't know exactly how to live in yet. And you really don't have to. So just know that you will make mistakes. And you are not perfect. And when you're not perfect and you make mistakes, you are probably going to do things that may hurt other people or offend other people. I don't mean hurt as in a, you know, physical pain hurts, but you might say or do things that other people will be affected by because they are not used to you being that way. And you may do it in the beginning in a way that may not be as graceful or elegant as you would like it to be when you just really start moving and living from your heart. So if that will happen, it might, it may not, just no big deal. It's really okay. You just forgive yourself. And if you need to, you just say, I'm really sorry. You know, I'm trying to learn to live in a new way, and I'm a little clumsy, I'm fumbling, and if I stepped on your toes, that is not my intention, so please forgive me. If it happens again, you know, you can just let me know. I mean, that's the kind of conversation you can have with anybody if you should be stepping on somebody's toe. What we normally do is not take that step because we are afraid that we will step on somebody's toe or somebody will be hurt. But that's not an excuse anymore. We just keep moving, and if you step on somebody's toes, no big deal. Just say I'm sorry and keep opening up. Keep practicing. Keep practicing living in this new way. And it really is an ongoing practice to release what does not serve anymore and then choose what you want instead. We certainly have gone over this a lot. And it's an ongoing practice maybe till the end of your life. And what better way to spend your life than choosing what you want and releasing what you don't want? Because you don't want to carry all that old stuff around. You don't want to carry the resentments, the regrets, the blame. It's simply too heavy. Let's just take another breath together. And just let that sink in, that it's okay to make mistakes. It's almost expected of you. That's the way we learn. So an ongoing slowing down and listening to yourself. If for some reason you still are holding on to some things from the past, it is probably, I mean, you may still be hurting or something is not right yet from the past. And when we are still hurting from something that happens in the past, there is a natural tendency to want to hold on to the resentment or the blame as if that will help us be free or that it won't happen again. So if that is here with you, again, don't worry. It's okay. Nobody said you should be able to let your whole past experience go in one breath, right? You just take another breath right into those feelings that may still be hurting. Deep breath. Allow it. And then just as soon as you can, you just start feeling loved. You start bringing the feeling of love right into that. And then the part is receiving what it's been wanting all along. And you are the one who can give it more than anybody. And I think we have reached a point now where we have enough consciousness and presence to be able to slow down and follow the commitment in the Liberation Proclamation that we made, and just keep choosing our heart and do whatever it takes to make that shift. And if you're not fully there yet, just keep practicing. Suddenly, it will just become your default. And it will. It simply will. So just keep practicing. You're doing great. This new energy that you're experiencing in your heart, it's a new energy that is wanting to embody itself as you. It wants to express itself as you. And it's much more available to you now because you are available to it. Because you are saying yes to it. Right? You're opening up to something that you have previously said no to. So that's where you're making yourself available to a whole new energy. And then it's going to take you on a ride into what will be your fulfillment. And you don't know what that's going to look like yet. But that's part of the fun, that you don't. Wouldn't it be boring if we knew exactly how everything would unfold every day? That would be a really boring life. But we do know that when we tap into this energy, it is an energy of fulfillment and love and beauty. So the outcome will be good. The letting go of the old is usually what can challenge us. And I have to say, I loved the Facebook comments that you have been making, that you've been writing about, and the beautiful deep changes you're experiencing. It really, really touches my heart. I was so happy. My heart was singing. And, you know, because now it feels like you're out of the muck, and now you're able to move along a whole new pathway that is lighter and freer and much more in alignment with your heart. And I would say that the most important thing is that you are trusting your heart now. You're beginning to trust this new energy, and that's why you can say yes to it. Because this energy has always been there. It's always been knocking on our door. But we didn't make ourselves available to it because we didn't know if we could trust it. This is a new energy, and it will not give you the kind of safety and security that your mind wants. The mind wants an energy where it knows that things are exactly the way it needs it to be to feel safe. So that's why you are stepping into the unknown, which is stepping out of the mind. And we are trusting and being willing to not know what the outcome will be by following this energy. And that's very essential, but we can know in the background that it will be good. Maybe not right away good in the way we want it to be because we still are holding on, but the more we open up, the more beauty and love and aliveness, inspiration, that's what's all coming by opening up the door. So, my friends, are you willing to not know and see what happens when you listen to your heart? And I mean this new energy inside of you. Are you willing to not know and see what happens when you follow that? Are you willing to allow your heart to guide you from now on, or at least to the best of your ability? Are you willing to be kind and loving to yourself and include this heart energy, this new energy, so you can be an open door for it to take birth through as you? Your heart can only take birth through you. It cannot take birth through somebody else. You can only, the full, true, authentic you can only be born through and as you. So you are the one who chooses that. You are the one who allows that, or the one who doesn't. And I know we have come to a place, we are all in a process of giving birth to our beautiful selves that have been waiting for a long, long time to express itself in this plane, in this dimension. And as you start saying yes and allowing that to be born to through you, you may remember that last week I asked you to start taking small steps so you can start moving along with the direction of this energy. Because this energy is not stagnant. It has a certain action or movement that goes with it. And it's important to really listen to the action energy that is in that. And that does not mean, don't think that means you have to run out and do a whole lot and change the world. It's not that kind of an action energy, although it might be. For some people it is. But for you, it may just be to rest deeply inside. Maybe you just need to really sit in the silence for a long time and allow this new energy to build up and become alive in your experience first. And then you don't know what will happen after that. So it's a matter of just going inside. I think it's very important to sit every day in the silence and just listen and tuning into this energy. So you can start living in alignment with it, with yourself, with your essence, right? It's not, you're not living separate from it anymore. You get on that ride, onto that wave, and you sense into that, and then you just move with it. It doesn't always make sense. This energy is not one that your mind will understand. But as you get more fine-tuned in sensing into it, then it doesn't really have to make sense, because you will notice that there is an aliveness and an openness and an expansive energy or feeling in it. And that is that may be scary to the mind, but we are not going to live in the mind like that anymore. The mind is here to help us make, you know, practical decisions in life. It certainly has its role. We're not going to kick the mind out, but we're also not going to let that be what runs our lives anymore, because it hasn't really gotten us to the place that we've been longing for. So the more you get in touch with the vision, the desire, the energy, and the feeling in your heart, it's very essential that you start living in alignment with that. You need to start acting as if it is already so. And a good way to start doing that is to make time every day to start feeling what it feels like to already be or do or have your vision be here or come true. So you need to start feeding this new energy in the same way that you have been feeding the old energy. The reason you have experienced the old energy for so long is because you have fed it and you felt completely identified with it. It's every time we feed it, it's like we are one with it. So that's why it's important that we need to start feeding the feeling of what it feels like to be the vision or the desire in our heart. How does it feel when you are in total alignment with your heart's vision? How does that feel? How do you breathe? How do you carry yourself? How do you walk around in the world? These are things that you can, you know, bring your attention to every day. And I think we're going to do a little meditation on that in a little bit too, just so you can start embodying that more and getting a felt sense of what that actually is. So let's say if enlightenment is what you're after, how does an enlightened being be in the world? I heard this story once from somebody who talked about, you know, it's important that we actually start feeling what it feels like to be what we want to express or experience. And he used the example that if, let's say, if you want to be a millionaire, that was, I think, one of his things. He says, what is a millionaire, or if you want to be rich, how does a rich person feel inside? What is it like to be a millionaire? How do they actually move around in the world? What is the mindset? What is the feeling? And I'm not talking about all the, maybe the emotional pain that these people are in, because I'm sure there's plenty of that if they're not in touch with their true heart. But they have an energy, they bring an energy of the identification that they're living. So if it's enlightenment for you, or if it's helping other people, support them, how does that feel to be that person already? This is how you start living in alignment with your vision. Because if you don't, you will probably keep identifying with the feeling of the old identity. Right? So if you walk around, it's like walking around all day feeling your old identity, you will keep experiencing that in all areas of your life. So it's really learning to shift. It's shifting into a new neural pathway in your brain, like we talked about before. And you do that by the feeling. That's why we really have been spending a lot of time with the feeling loved, right? And allowing. That's also a feeling of expansion. So a lot of the creation process from the invisible to the invisible seems to happen through our feelings. So I wanna suggest that you keep being willing to know, or to not know, I'm sorry, keep being willing to not know how things will unfold when you start living from your heart. Just be willing to be open. And then the other thing is to really start feeling and acting and breathing and thinking as if it is already so. You can ask yourself, how else do you think you'll ever make a shift, right? If you don't really tune into that every day, what else do you think will make that shift? Your old default mode didn't do it, did it? And I can share a little bit with you about how that looks in my life, because I often have no clue what I'm doing. But there is a movement inside of me that is getting stronger and stronger. And it seems that the fear and the resistance that used to be there and that would make me stop from taking the steps, they're just not there anymore. And I continually step out into this not knowing. And I really feel comfortable with that. It's actually a really sweet energy when you get to know that energy of not knowing, which most people try to avoid, right? We try and fill up with knowing, you know, if there's a space of openness or stillness or not knowing, there's like, we try to figure out to know something. But instead, try to intimately get to know this space of not knowing, because it has its own energy, it has its own life, and it's quite delicious. And, you know, and if when I do that, sometimes, you know, I may make mistakes, or I do make mistakes. It's okay. And I do apologize sometimes, or I will ask people, you know, did I say that? Was that too strong? Or how did that land for you? So I keep checking in that this energy can expand, but do it in a way that is respectful for the people that I'm with. Right, and for instance, when I this class that I've been teaching here, I didn't quite know how you were all going to receive the information and what you were going to go through. So in the process, I realized that offering the tapping, the EFT bonus call, was kind of a course correction to make sure that everybody was on board and nobody was left behind, right? And that I didn't know in the beginning. So I just start the course, and then you just kind of go with the flow. You read the energy, you feel into it, and then as I do that, then a new idea pops up. It's like, oh, let's do an EFT tapping session, right? And then I've course corrected to make sure that everybody is on board. So there is no need to be perfect. I don't feel I need to be perfect at something new that I'm doing, even though I've never done it before. I'm just using that as an opportunity to learn something new. Okay, let's take another breath here. Keep remembering that it's okay to make mistakes and learn. It's really okay. It is simply part of the process. And what happens is, when you are willing to step into this new energy, this energy starts flushing out the old energy. It starts opening it up, and it kind of morphs it into a new one, because it's really all energy. And by following the new energy, this same new energy will move any obstacles out of the way, but you are the one who needs to be in an ongoing state of willingness and allowing to move through these places. Yeah. It's a whole new life you can step into. And I'm happy for you, because it's going to be a much more inspiring and joyful life than you can imagine. The mind's life is very dense and dry, and it lacks aliveness. And here we're coming into the aliveness that we're all longing for. So who are you now? And how do you move in the world? The new you that is unfolding, right? It's being and becoming. It's not already being it. It is an ongoing process of becoming. Just feel who you are as you are becoming and unfolding. Just feel that energy inside of you. And then just do a little check-in with yourself and see if there's any steps, any actions that you need to take in order to keep this energy alive in you and to keep it moving. And for a while, at least that's how it is for me, in the beginning, it's very important to keep committing to doing something every day, taking steps every day, because the old energy still has a charge and it wants to pull us back into safety. So it's a daily practice of taking little steps in the direction of where this new energy is wanting to take you, and that you do by feeling into it. For instance, the practice that we've been doing of feeling loved, I love that practice, and I really don't see no reason to not do it, because it really does, it does dissolve the old energy patterns when they still show up. But I've been doing it for so long now that it is really just a part of my life, and that was because I was doing the daily practice. And that's, of course, something you can all do too. The other practice that I'm doing, and that I'm not fully, that's not a default in me yet, that is to really feeling the new me that my heart knows that I'm going to be, the vision in there. So I still need to feel into that, because it still feels a little scary. But that's okay, because I know that it's just old energy. Fear is just old contracted energy that has nothing to do with who I am. It has really nothing to do with who you are. It's just old feelings, and they just need to be crowded out, basically, by being filled with something new. You know, you just start feeding a new energy, and then that starts growing. So this is definitely the way, so you won't fall back into any old habits. And I, of course, I have been going through a lot of fear and resistance. When I started to connect with my heart, this is several years ago, and to start putting it out there. So I know in my own experience that once anybody takes that step, I mean, I see it all around me with people that I know, you can be sure that you're going to meet all the places inside of you that you have chosen to focus on in order to stay safe, right? That's the old energy. I'm not saying that anybody has to step out in the world and become visible in a way that other people do. It is really taking just the next step and the next and the next. And they can be very small, safe steps. They can be joyful steps. They can be steps that feel really good. But please do take these steps every day, and whether that means sitting down and meditate every day, or, you know, going out and feeding the homeless, I don't know, whatever it is, it does not matter. But take the steps, keep the practice alive. Talking about the fear and resistances that I went through, before I started writing my book, Imagine Being Kind to Yourself, I think it's four, is it 4 years ago that I started, or five? No, I think maybe 4 or 5 years, whatever. I had some very funny experiences, because in the beginning I got in touch with the vision in my heart, and I felt this amazing aliveness in that. It was like, wow, I just knew that this was my energy. There was something about helping people be kind to themselves, listen to themselves, that just brought an amazing aliveness in me. And then I started getting this sense inside that I would be sharing my messages to thousands of people. And that really scared me. So the first thing I wanted to do was make a sharp U-ey, turn around and go back into my safety. And but at the same time, I noticed that there was this energy that wanted to move out. And what I also started noticing was that it was really funny. I started paying attention to how other people were writing books. And I was looking at chapter titles and the page layout and different things. And I was thinking, Pernilla, what are you doing? What are you doing? Stop that. You know, you're not a writer. You're not going to write a book. And my mind was just like, don't do that. But it was this energy. The energy was already moving in that direction. And it was already doing its thing. And it was just my mind resisting it. Luckily, I have done enough work to know that this energy has its own life, and I did start moving along with it. But trust me, with plenty of resistance and plenty of fear. So, as you probably know, have not become a best-selling author by far, or maybe so far. I don't know what's ahead of me, and I don't really care about that. Because what really is the important part about this little story is that it was the whole process of saying yes and yes and yes and yes to every step as it appeared to me that has changed me more than anything. Any retreat, any workshops, any therapy, supervision, you name it, that I've done in the past has not been able to meet this in a way that just taking the step has done. Now, I do think that all the work I've done in the past has prepared me to say yes to this energy, okay? So, of course, everything we've done has lots of value, and I feel an immense amount of gratitude for everything that I've been involved with. But it did not come for free. I mean, I would say there was a time where I was doubting every single step. Every single step, like, what are you doing? And who do you think you are? And who do you think wants to read your book? And you must be kidding yourself. And it was kind of real. It was really intense for a long, long time. And what has helped me the most is when I started getting in touch with other like-hearted people and people who are also moving along with that energy. And the funny thing was that everybody basically had the exact same issues, the same beliefs, the same stupid things like, who do you think you are? You know, everybody else is already doing it. Why would anybody listen to you? And I started hearing this from hundreds and hundreds of people that you go like, oh my God, this is the same thing that we're all dealing with, and now that we're coming together and exposing it, we realize that this is just part of the old trying to keep us safe and keep us in the old energies. So it was very, very helpful to be with people who are like-minded and like-hearted. And it was very normalizing for me to hear that, and it really is what kept me going. There was just this supportive energy around me and around all of us. I mean, it was just an energy of, yeah, guys, we're all in this together. Let's help each other, and let's not believe these thoughts anymore. Let's start opening up and start feeling into this new and what that wants to do. So I'm just telling you this story here in case any of you is beginning to sense into some movement inside of you that actually wants to express itself. If not, totally fine. Enjoy. Enjoy your silence and enjoy the small steps. But if there is an energy that you kind of know inside, like, oh my God, I know this has been in my heart my whole life and I've been avoiding it, so just know that that's normal and don't give up on it. Just allow it. And just allow it and allow it, and you will meet people who are on that same wavelength and that you can ride the wave with. So it is a whole new energy that's available to us, and we need to learn to listen to it and understand what it means. And if I can come back to the trial and error and making mistakes again, the only way you can learn and understand what it means is by taking the steps and finding out along the way. It's really, really, I really want you to get the importance of the okayness of making mistakes. It's a very powerful way that is breaking down the old you that wanted to be safe and know that everything was going to be okay and that you didn't have to change, you know. That is the old identity that is going to break down by you taking the steps, by you being willing to step out of your old comfort zone. And that's how you're going to start building the new you that you are becoming. And that's an ongoing process of becoming. And as you, the more you do that, you'll be more trusting and you'll be more willing to jump in the deep end of the pool. And then you'll find out what you are and how you express when you're not afraid to find out. That's how you learn. You just learn by doing it. Because there really are a lot of new things we need to learn in order to create the life we're here to live now in these times, in these energies, right? There's a whole new planet that needs to be rebuilt. And we have not done that before. And that's why it's important to not think that you need to know how to do it, because you don't. But the energy that's moving in, that's coming in the whole on the whole planet and that we're feeling, that energy knows. And that energy is what stirs in your heart and makes you feel a desire to move in a certain direction and to do something that you haven't done before. All this new technology that's happening, guys, I can't tell you how much resistance I felt to learn that. It is all new, and it's going so fast. One moment, I learn something, and finally I'm starting to figure it out, and the next day, the whole thing is changing. And you go, oh my God, I just started figuring this out, and now it's already changing, because the energies are moving really fast. So it's just a matter of being willing, move with the energy, and what I have learned, like yesterday, is not a waste because it's different today. It's just been a building up of a new structure inside of me, and then the new energy can keep building on that. So it's an ongoing moment to moment trust in this new energy and in this movement. That is what is required. It will feel scary at times, yes, and that's okay. It's okay because it's just we're learning something new. And there are people who have figured out things that we haven't figured out yet. And they are our teachers. I've been going to a lot of different classes to learn about these new things from people who have figured it out through their own process. And then in their love and commitment, they're teaching it to those people who haven't figured it out yet. Now, what's been interesting in this process for me is that I know I need to learn something new and I don't know how to do it, so I sign up for a class and I start implementing those things that I'm learning. And in my case, it's been a lot about the marketing and the technology and, you know, just to be able to do a class on the phone and the webcast like we are here. So, and how to market that, how to do the email things and everything. So I've been learning and implementing the things that these people taught me. But then I also started noticing at a certain point, it almost became like a should. You know, it just started sneaking in that it was like, I did it because I thought I should do it this way because that's how they taught me. And that's not a bad thing. It's just noticing when I started going out of my own energy and started doing something that was right for them, but it's not totally right for me. So in that process, I used what I learned that resonated with my energy, and then I would sense into feeling, well, how can I make it fully my own? You see that? You see the difference in just following somebody blindly. It's not a matter of saying, no, I have to figure it out myself. Like, no, I can learn something here, and then I can adjust it to my own energy so my expression becomes fully me and authentic. And it may look very, very different from any of the people that I have learned it from in the past. And that's really how it's supposed to be. These are the times where we are finding our own authority and our own authenticity. And you may remember a few calls ago, I mentioned the word weird, right? That really means what is to come or our fate. And yes, we are supposed to be unique. And that is weird. That is our fate. We are not supposed to be like everybody else anymore. That's the old energy. It feels to me like there's all these new flowers blooming. Flowers that have never been seen before. New colors, new expressions, new scents. And we are those flowers. You are that flower. Just feel your own flower energy, your own unique energy of how that maybe wants to unfold starting now. Just a little petal. What little unique petal of yours is ready to unfold if you allow it? And you may be following some other teachers or teachings that resonate with you. But at the same time, you go, you know, that resonates with me. But that piece, that doesn't feel right. It just, if I would live that, I would live it as a should. And I know that's not true for me anymore. So what is it in these teachings or teachers or books that really resonates with your heart? With your frequency that you can go along with, that feels true for you, right? You feel an openness, an expansive energy. And what part of it is not fully in alignment with you? And what, how would you need to change this so you feel like, ah, now it's true. Now it's in complete alignment with me. Now I don't feel any resistance or jarredness around it. It's like just a smooth energy of yes. Just feel that for a moment. So what happens is that when we step into our own flow, our own energy, our own current, I know I have a lot of words for it, it's stopping to finding who we are outside of ourselves. And because we don't know that yet, each step that you will take is kind of stepping into the unknown. It's like stepping into thin air, and you don't know if there's going to be anything to land on. But there is. There is always something you will land on. Sometimes it's exactly your own energy. Sometimes you're stepping on an energy that is not fully yours, and then you can start adjusting and find, oh, this was not quite it. And then from there, you sense into something, and then you feel the next impulse, and you go with that, and you take your next step, And then you will land on something. There will be something to land on. I never know if it's the right thing that I'm doing, but I know that that's not, I don't have to. That's not the point of taking the step. The point of taking the step is to just moving with this energy, and that will move anything old that is not me out of the way. So more and more when I land in the energy that is in full resonance with my essence. So I just step, and then I find out if it is the right step. And lately, I'm not just taking steps. I'm really jumping into the deep end of the pool a lot. And it's really a fun energy. I just feel this movement, and I say, okay, plump. And I'm right in the water. And what happens a lot is that I find out that I actually don't know how to swim in that water. And here I am. It's like, oh, my God, I jumped. I went with the energy, and I don't know how to swim. So I go, help, help. And because I have surrounded myself with all these wonderful people that I work with, like I call them my like-hearted friends, there's always somebody to grab my hand and say, okay, I'll show you your next swim stroke. And if you do this, you'll get to something more solid, and then you can find out where you need to move from here. Or if there's nobody there to grab my hand right away, you know, I just ask for help, because there are other people out there, and I just ask for help. It's, and whether there's somebody there grabbing my hand or I need to ask somebody to hold my hand, that is exactly what needs to happen. Trusting the energy will land me exactly where I need to be. For most of us, learning to ask for help is a huge step, very important step we need to take in order to start living in a world where we do things together, right? If we keep thinking, oh, I don't want to ask for help, we stay on our little island and we stay isolated, and the world is not a place of oneness. It's a place of duality and isolation. So learning to ask for help is big. And actually, what may even be bigger is learning to receive help. You see, so when you jump out, if it's the shallow end or the deep end of the pool, you'll notice that there's something going on there that can just be the next thing for you. So let's take a deep breath. So yes, it is scary in the beginning. And it is scary in the middle. And it is scary in the end. So get used to it. Get used to it. Breathe into that fear and get on that roller coaster ride and enjoy it. Enjoy this energy, right? Take a breath into the fear. Allow it to become excitement and go on that roller coaster ride that may push you right into the pool, and then you learn to swim. But if you follow this energy, there will be somebody there helping you to swim. If you're doing it from fear, you're not open. You're not open to receiving. So it's not a matter of forcing yourself to do something. I hope that you know that. There's a big difference. It's always, always, always listening to the energy and allowing it. Simply allowing it. So I think I want to just do a little brief meditation with you to help you just get into the feeling of this new you. It's like a higher octane of fuel to keep your engine running, to keep your heart engine running. So if you are not driving a car or operating heavy equipment, just close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath and just prepare yourself to feel into the new you. And just make sure that you are inside of your body, resting inside of your beingness. And just take another deep belly breath. And again, just allowing yourself to be here. And then I want to invite you to bring your attention to your heart's longing. All the things that you have become aware of over the past 40 days. And just allow all the details to be here too. No matter how big, no matter how small or simple, whatever it is, that's it. Whatever is there, that's it. Just feel that for a moment. What is the feeling? What is the vision? What is the longing? And now I want to invite you to imagine yourself 6 months or a year from now into the future. And your new identity, based on your heart's vision or desire, is fully manifest. It's just imagine that. You're just going to play with that energy a little bit and just imagine yourself 6 or 12 months from now in your new identity with your heart's desire fulfilled. What is the feeling you're having, you're longing for, when your vision is complete? How does that feel? Yeah, feel that. Take a moment and really feel that. So you imagine it to be so already now. And just feel yourself as that. What parts of your body change? What areas relax? What parts open up? Feel yourself sitting or walking, breathing, speaking, connecting, or whatever it is, whatever your vision is, just feel yourself in that beingness, in that expression of connecting or speaking, just sitting on your own. And just take a little time and just feel what it feels like to already be that now. Let yourself bathe in that feeling. Take a long soak so it can penetrate every fiber of your body. Who are you? How are you? How do you feel when your vision is here now? This, my friends, is the open door for your heart's desire to manifest. Feeling as if it is already so. What you have been feeling so far is exactly what is already so in your life. That's why you're experiencing it. Our feelings are the energies that create our life experience. So it is helpful to feel what you long for. It's important to feel what you long to feel, right? You need to feel what it is that you want to feel and make that a practice. What does it feel like to feel the way you want to feel? Imagine it. And when you are that, what steps are you taking? How do you interact with others? How do you look into their eyes? Keep remembering to feel right now how you want to feel when your heart's desire is fully expressed. How do you talk with people? And how do you treat yourself? Feel that. Feel that. Take a breath into that feeling and know that you can go and feel that any time. Now slowly start coming back. Stay connected with the feeling. This is not a feeling of the future. This is a feeling that is here right now. And by you feeling it daily, you keep the door open for this to manifest in your life. So what do you know about yourself, about what you need to do? What actions do you need to take to be able to make a permanent shift from being who you are. To be who you are in your heart. And if you want to write down a few things after this little meditation, just see if anything came up for you. And you can just jot that down. So who do you need to be? What do you need to do to make a permanent shift from the old identity into the new? How would you like the rest of your life to look? And what steps are you planning on taking to make that happen? Do you need a support group? Do you need to take up a practice, a daily practice, to be kind to yourself, listening to your heart, listening to the parts in you that have not been listened to yet? Do you need to spend more time in silence to really learn the language of your heart, the language of the stillness, until something starts moving you from within? You know, many of us need to take some time to really get in touch with that, so that the actions that we take are not from the habitual mind of doing or shooting, but really so we know when we move from a deep place of the heart of beingness. And it takes time. Doesn't have to mean we have to sit in a monastery for 10 years, but we can certainly spend time every day to really get in touch with that, so that when we do move, we know we're moving from within, and then we don't doubt it. Or I should maybe say we will doubt it less and less, because the mind loves to doubt, right? But when we really start trusting this, the doubting will get less and less. I have been a big doubter, and it has completely changed it by just listening and trusting and going inside a lot. Now, maybe some of you are ready to put some of your energy into something outside of yourself. Maybe there is an area in your town, in your hometown, or in the world that you know will benefit from your love, from your experience, from what you've learned. So that could also be a step, right? It's just really being willing to keep feeling this new energy, this new you every day, and then move from it. Just have some fun with it. It's not all that serious, you know. It seems so serious in the mind, like, oh my God. But it really isn't. When you step out of the mind, it's actually kind of silly, the whole thing, and fun, in a fun way. So this is your life, and you can make it become the way you want it. And you can open up the channels inside of you for this energy to come through, to take birth instead of blocking it. We are the ones that create our world. If you feel there is a lack of anything in your life, it is for one reason only. And here it is. You are not bringing it there. Period. Period. If you want more love, love more. Definitely including yourself. I know a lot of people have practiced this to love more, but they didn't love themselves, so they were not listening to themselves, so they were living in duality. But if you want more love in the world, in your life, love yourself more and love others more. If you want more friends, go and be somebody's friend who really needs it. Be a friend. Don't think you're going to find a friend out there. You be the friend. You bring the energy there. If you want a cleaner planet, join some kind of an organic association or start a community garden. I did that. It was a fun thing to do too. Or really start buying only organic foods, right? That's, we need to live in alignment with our vision. It's not just something we can sit and meditate on. Our actions need to be in alignment with that. You know, we cannot point fingers at anybody saying that they need to be different than they are, or they should, whatever, blah, blah, blah. If you point your fingers at anybody, just really make sure you know that you're pointing it at yourself and blocking the new energy from entering into the world and into your life. This is your world. It is your creation. And therefore, it is up to you if your world is going to change or stay the same. We all have to face our fears when we step out of our old familiar comfort zone and into the new. And that's how it is for everybody. I don't know if you already know this. You may have read books of people who are very successful, but there are these people who, there are many people who became successful at whatever they need to or want to, simply because they did not give up. If they were rejected, or if they failed, or if they were afraid, it just didn't stop them. They're exactly the same as all the rest of us. I have talked to some people who are very, very successful. Trust me, guys, they have all the same fears, beliefs, all the same, no difference at all. The only difference is that they did not give up. They didn't buy into it. They kept moving in what they knew was true for them. Or if they had a vision in their heart, they kept moving towards that vision. So if they failed, and many of them failed many, 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 many times, still didn't stop them. They just needed to course correct and find out, okay, so this wasn't the right thing. Let me try something else. Let me try and change this. Let me try and change that. They did not give up. That's it. That's the bottom line. So nobody's different. We're all in the same boat. And we all have the freedom of choice. And now, because you have gone through this class, you are much more aware of your choice. And that's why you can actually choose to follow your heart. This is the only time, I think, it's allowed to put all your eggs in one basket. And that is your heart. And whatever it takes to recharge it. Let's take another deep breath and just allow this to sink in for a moment. I think we've gone a little longer today, but it is our last time together, so I wanted to make sure I got it all in today. And I know we are coming to the end of our 40 days here today, and we have been on an amazing journey together, haven't we? And we've come to the other end of the desert. We've walked through the hottest parts of the desert, and I know it was tempting to turn around, to stop, to set up camp there, but all of us kept moving, and we are at the other end of our journey of the desert. And this is where there is a whole new energy available to you, to all of us. And this is really the beginning of the next journey. A new tank full of high-octane fuel, gasoline, that will get you a long, 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 long way. And all you need to do is keep replenishing it. So you keep having this energy by feeling loved, feeling the feeling that you long to experience when your vision is complete. And this energy, it's not an outside energy, is it? You don't need to go to the gas station and fill it in. The energy is you. It is you. It's always available to you if you make yourself available to it. That's how simple it is. And I think if you've made it this far, you can certainly make it all the way to the end now, whatever the end is for you. So my deep congratulations to all of you for taking this journey with me. And I'm very, very grateful for the trust that you had in me as your guide through the 40-day desert journey. So we are coming to the end, and I just want to make sure, in case there are any questions or comments left, you can, if you're on the call, you can press star 2. If you are on the webcast, please send in your question or your comment. Okay, there's a question here. Hold on. Let me just see here. Michael, let me just unmute you here. Okay, yes. Hi, Michael.
Good morning, everybody. I just I wanted to thank you and my fellow group members. You're all such beautiful women, and it's just very inspiring. You all inspire me to try to be a better man, and I thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
That's all. I just want to thank everybody.
Thank you so much. I know we're all thanking you for being here and being so open and vulnerable and real with all of us, too. It's been beautiful. So thank you so much. And keep up the good work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's see if there's anybody else. No more. Okay, my friends, I think we have come to the end then. So let me again invite you to stay true to yourself, stay connected with each other if that feels right. You can stay connected on the Facebook group and do whatever it takes to keep this energy alive in you. Thank you, everybody. Until we meet again, much, much love to you all. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.